Okay, thanks a lot for that, lads. Sorry, you didn't believe me, did you? He is here now. That was a truthful story. I'll make no further introductions, I don't think. The one thing I would like to say is the hustings tonight has been cancelled. Yes! I thought that'd get a cheer, yes. So you don't have to leave at 8 o'clock, please. Okay, as I say, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Eubank.
Oh, man. Okay, I suppose I'm going to have to speak into the mic. I'd prefer to walk around, but it looks as though I'm going to have to stand here and actually do it from here. Okay, I can't apologise enough for being late. Now, I mean, if I may dare say... Yeah, please. Okay, let me just say, even by my standards, 2 hours is disgusting. You know, 15 minutes, I mean, after... Hello, 1, 2, yep. Okay. Right, even...
Where's the horse?
Park outside. I'm agitated now because this, as I say, is disgusting. If I get a date, or a time, sorry, if I get a time, I'm supposed to be somewhere at a particular time, I'll always be 15 minutes late, no later. Fashionably late. 2 hours is disgusting. This was not my fault. I was at the hotel at the Grosvenor House. I've been there for like 2.5 hours waiting for my car to arrive, which has my boots and my riding... And the concierge says to me, "Well, no car has arrived here." So there's me waiting and fuming. I'm livid. I called the police. I told them to put out an APB for my car. And then I've called my brother and I've said, "Where's my car?" After telling him what a son of a he is, and that. Yeah, good point. And that he has been sacked, and things I dare not mention here. And he said, "The car's in the garage, Christopher." And I said, "Thank you, David. Bye-bye." And as I say, I can't apologize enough. It is really bad. I'm glad a lot of you have stayed. I see some empty seats up there. I'm rather disappointed, but I understand. Okay, I'm going to get straight into what I do, or what I talk about, which is life process and... how one gets through. Okay, I take it all you people here have the capacity to absorb knowledge, information, I should say, information. With that, yes, you've absorbed this knowledge or this information. The trick is now applying it in the real world. Okay. Once you go out into the real world, you'll find many obstacles in your way. The ones who make it are the ones who endure, are the ones who don't give up, are the ones who are persistent, are the ones who take the risk. This will be my subject. Okay. I constantly, if I seem a little nervous, it's only because I dressed rather quickly to get here, and I don't actually know whether everything is precisely correct. And it's very important that one appears to be neat and proper at all times. Very important. Beautiful doesn't actually apply to a man like me. I'm a fighter by nature. Appearance is very important. I feel as though if my hair isn't cut, if I have a few, if I grow a little beard, and I forget to shave it in the morning, then I'm out of, something is out of place. When something is out of place, I can't walk right, I can't talk right, I don't look right, I don't feel right. Now, you may all find this very funny, but I'm telling you that this is very important. It's very important that everything is in its place. Okay. I think this is going to be a little easier. I believe this is supposed to be a... I'm not a comedian, you know. But laughter is a very good thing. I'm glad that a lot of people are laughing, because I would be rather upset if the opponent came as late as I did. So, see, you've thrown me now, because you're far too receptive, and you see, I expect people to be apprehensive of me because of the image that the newspaper, the tabloids, the media, what they portray of me. I expect people sometimes to be a little apprehensive and, just look and check out before they, get comfortable with me. Obviously, this is not the case, which throws many of my subjects out of the window. I mean, one of the questions I like to ask first is, who in the audience does not like me? Obviously, this needn't be asked. Okay, can I take a question from that lady there? So I just get my thoughts all in order. This lady here, in black, yeah? Can I have a question? Please? Why won't I? Who said I wouldn't? The fellow next to you. Okay, I'm James Tony. James Tony, I'm sure he's a nice fellow. I'm sure his mother loves him. I don't actually know whether it's a gimmick for him to antagonize his opponent. It certainly wouldn't work with me because I'm far... My mind isn't that close to the ground, you understand? The fight can happen, but it's not a matter of machoism here. It's not a matter of, am I tougher than him? It's a matter of finance. And basically, I suppose I should be looking at you when speaking to you, because you did tell us to ask that question. it's a matter of finance. If the negotiations can be, if we can come to some type of agreement, then, and financially it is viable, it's profitable, then yes, then we will fight, but I won't do it for free. And I won't do it just because he calls me names. This is ignorance. I have no time for such things. And neither should you. Okay, okay, let me have that question there. I was born in Dulwich. Yeah, I will tell you, yeah. I was born in Dulwich Hospital. And, yeah, I suppose you have a point there. Yeah. And I went to infant school and junior school and secondary school, and then I left England. Okay, so I spent 16 years of my life here before I went to the United States. Now, if you listen to the people talk, the way the television hosts and interviewers talk, if you listen to how the teachers talk, basically that's how you learn to talk. You just listen to other people. I haven't had any further education.
It's very different from most other speech patterns.
Oh, so you're not actually complimenting me. You're actually telling me that I don't speak correctly. are you complimenting me or...
Yeah.
should I say thank you, I mean? I suppose you're unique as well, it's only I'm better known. People know me for my fighting ability, so they take an interest in the individual, and the individual happens to speak in a certain... He has a little lisp, and he tries to speak. But then, you know, don't make any mistake, I can speak Cockney, Jamaican. I speak my mother's tongue, or my mother's patois. There is no sense, you see. The reason why black people have never really heard me speak my mother's tongue is because I'm speaking to a country of 58 million white Anglo-Saxons, and basically you must communicate with the masses, you understand. Now, if I'm speaking to a Jamaican, I will speak with my mother's tongue. Okay, so here we are, and we're trying to get through this ordeal. The ordeal is life. People laugh for two reasons, you know, either because something is funny or because someone is speaking about the truth. Now, I do hope it's because I'm speaking a sense and not nonsense. Because I can start to get a complex, you know. I may have to start throwing some punches in here. Okay. Yes, as I said, we're here, we're trying to get through this obstacle, this life process. The best way to do it is to make a plan with whatever knowledge you have, with whatever skill you have. You have to apply it and use it to better yourself. Okay, here in this first world society, we have the opportunity to go out and find work. We have the opportunity to make ourselves more, affluent people. Are you going to come and talk to me?
No.
Basically, we have been poisoned by the television and by the press, and we want all of these material things. We want to live. We want to have a good time. How do we get this? This is only natural. When people say that, well, I don't need all that and I don't want all that, I can't really understand it, because if you've been subjected to it over the years, then basically the natural reaction is for you to actually want to go out there and get it. Now, whatever skill or information you have, basically one has to go out there and find where an employee will pay you an amount of money per week or per month or per year to perform your skill or your information. Now, as there are many of us in this country, 63 million I think, there is a lot of competition. So one, we must be ruthless, but we must not be ruthless to the extent where we will step on other people's toes to get where we want to get. This only ends up in you going the wrong way. You have jail, you have freedom. If you do not understand the rules and you break the rules, you will be incarcerated. So you're supposed to play by the rules. Ruthlessly. See, now, over the years, why have I attained so much material, or a lot of material, not enough, because I'm still striving, I'm still trying? It's because I've had a tenacious attitude. It's because I've wanted that, and I've wanted more. Now, there are some people who are content to just mosey on along throughout life and do as they're told, and I say that sucks. I say, well, if you have a skill or a knowledge, then apply it and find out what is on our planet. It's a very big planet, lots of countries, 7 continents, and, you know, one should try their very best to compete and win. That's what it's about. If we was living in a utopian society, there wouldn't be any competition. Everybody would love each other. Unfortunately, this is not the case. So therefore, with all your sinew, your concentration, whatever you know, go out and apply it. Okay, I'll take a question. Yeah. Ah, is it Tony? You've put on weight. He's put on weight, yeah. I remember him, yeah.
Could you just tell us who you are, please? The people are curious. Just announce who you are.
Sylvester.
Just any further details? People are wondering who you are.
You know, I feel, okay, I'm proud that you can see, because you know where I'm coming from. You know what? Bro. I'm never one to give myself a G, but in this one case, I will tap myself on the shoulder. Thank you, Chris. I've done very well here. Because this man saw, 1980? Mm-hmm. Where I was learning the trade, living a poor man. Having to walk, having to spend $2 on food, but having this attitude that I was going to learn this trade, the trade being pugilism. I've kept on going. That's what happens when you strive relentlessly. I was relentless in my pursuit for success. And this probably all sounds a bit wet, right? Let's get off the subject. I'm going to talk to you afterwards, all right? Let me have that question. Let me have that question. I'm there.
What about yours? Do you want to stand up and show us yours? Right, okay, out you come. Balcony want to look as well. Come on. Come on. Thanks, mate.
What's his name, Mac?
I don't know what his name is. Do you have a name?
That's okay. Yeah. What do I want you to get out of it? Do I want to motivate you? Now, basically, I have a message to convey, and that message basically is with all you do, be good. At the end of the day, that will be the message. Now, you may laugh at that. You may laugh at that. Let me have the mic.
You know, the most
important thing I've found throughout my experience of trying to get through this life is no matter how good you are at something, no matter how concentrated you are, which is what it takes, you must be good. If you're not good, the law of nature will not be on your side.
My way!
Now, this is like me giving you money. Or what do you like most, food? This is like me feeding you. Okay. I can't emphasize enough how important what I've just told you is. That above all things you must be good. You must be of good heart. You mustn't be envious. You mustn't be jealous. You must be kind. You must be considerate.
Are you religious then?
I'm a good man.
Are you religious?
I'm a good man. I'm a good man.
Are you a good man?
There are two ways on earth, the right way and the wrong way. There are not three ways, or four ways, or nine ways.
there are two ways. The right way and the wrong way. For whoever have hearing instruments and hear what I'm saying. 1 minute. There's good and bad, back and front, there's up and down, yes and no, God and devil. I'm saying it's positive and negative. There's being reasonable and being unreasonable. There are two ways. People say, well, there's 9 different ways to skin a cat. 4 may be right, 5 may be wrong, but ultimately there are 2 ways. And I'm saying to you basically, if you can't take it on face value what I'm saying, check it out. Or is it so simple, is this the reason why I'm hearing all this laughter? Is it so simple that I needn't say such a thing? I beg your pardon.
Chris, you spoke about good and bad.
Yeah.
How's Mike Tyson bearing up in jail? And do you think he's gone the bad way, or was it political persecution?
Oh, no, he's good.
Political persecution.
Yeah, can you give him our best wishes while he's over there?
I've done so. I've said, okay. Yeah, I've said to him, you know, the very first time I went to see him, I said to him that, you know, the reverence that people have for you is different class. You know, any basically intelligent person knows that you were set up political.
Was it set up?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Let me have that question.
Do you refuse to let your mother and your wife attend your fights because you think the boxing is too violent for women? Don't you feel that this shows something patronizing in your attitude towards women?
No. Yeah, I want to hear how much claps, because that will be blown out the window within one foul swoop. Okay. You say women. My wife is not... I don't consider my wife and my mother women. They're my... They... My mother is my mother, and my wife is my wife, and it's not the...
Yeah.
She's my mother, obviously. You may come to my fight. I have no relationship with you. You may come to my fight. I have no problem with women coming attending fights. I have a problem with my wife and my mother. They don't understand that I can accept the punishment. They don't understand that it doesn't bother me as much as it bothers them. It bothers me to think that it bothers them. Do you understand? It's that I love them. I think my viewing figures for my last fight were 13.1 million people, yeah? I think about 4 to 5 million of those people were women. Okay, if women didn't take an interest in my fights, it'd be probably between 9 and 11 million men. Okay, women take an interest because they're seeing something which, I suppose this is going off the point actually. The point is, you may attend my fights. I have nothing against women attending fights. Just the people I love and the people I care for, I don't want them attending. This is an ugly, brutal, desperate thing. Would you like your boyfriend to see you having a scrap in the street? It's not very romantic. Is that okay for you?
Ladies and gentlemen,
my wife is at home.
Can you at least give Mr. Eubank the respect of actually listening to what he's got to say? If you've got questions...
If you've got questions,
can you fire them at him as opposed to muttering Saki
plans? I don't think I've gone too far. I don't mean to be nasty, but this is the London School of Economics. I know it was a bit low, but there you go. She said that I should point out that just because you have... She pointed out the fact that when I went to Cambridge, I pointed out the fact that just because you have the qualifications, it doesn't mean you're going to make it. You still have to have a tenacious, concentrated attitude towards life. Okay. Let me have your question.
How How many years left have you got in the game?
If I were to find X amount of pounds over there, and I could pay my tax and have enough money to live on without having to go to work a 9-to-5, not to say that that's a bad thing, just that I can't do that, then I would quit. So if I'm lucky, I'll be out of the game through hard work. I'll be out of the game in a year, 2 years. If I'm unlucky, I'll be out of the game in 3-4 years. If I'm cursed, I'll be carried out of the ring. Yeah. As a fighter, my greatest attribute is my concentration, and then my chin. That must be said. As a man, that I am a good man. Yeah. I don't have any mental scars. Here in this business, you have a lot of bad people, and they will use you as you are meat. Do these people bother me? No, I have the basic intelligence to see what they are and dismiss them. This is why I'm doing as well as I'm doing, because I understand the business of my sport. You must understand whatever you're going to... whatever trade you have mastered, you understand the whole trade 360 degrees. You understand the whole thing. I understand the business and the trade, so because I understand it, I don't let it get to me. They don't get to me. I just don't deal with bad people. That's not possible. That's not possible, no.
No fear, it's a label. It's a clothing label.
Yeah.
I fear nothing. Yeah, but no fear is actually a clothing label.
Yeah, I realize that.
Any man who does not fear, let me tell you what fear, if I don't have fear, I can't fight. Mm. I will lose if I don't have fear. Fear is a good thing. Fear makes you react quickly. Fear makes you slip, and fear makes you... Fear is an attribute of which we human beings have to get us out of danger, to make us move faster, to make the adrenaline pump, to make us react quicker. Fear is a very good thing. When a man doesn't have fear, he's blasé. He's complacent. He's content. You're not even in the game. Don't try. That man will get beat. When I go back to okay. No, not at this time. When I do go back to Mossad, as I inevitably will, I'm not going back by myself, because I don't want the negative and wicked criticism I received the last time I went. I will go back in full force. Hopefully I will go back with John Fashanu, Martin Afaya, Ian Wright, Vinnie Jones, Oliver Skeet. I will go back with the sports leaders in their field, type of thing. It sold a lot of newspapers, the fact that I was going there by myself, because I am a character that has a little flamboyance, just a little. Because I'm a character, it may seem that I hog the limelight, or I'm the center of attention. It may have looked like to the press, although I know it really didn't, it's just a selling point from their point of view, to say the wrong things, you know. Why didn't they just say, well, you know, it's good for Chris to go and other sports people should go to help our, not the youngsters in my side, but our youngsters here in Britain. They could have helped the situation, they didn't. They just thought, well, we'll sell a couple of newspapers on the strength of Chris Eubank Grant and my side. Disgusting. Wicked. I'm a good man. That's my answer. Someone asked me the other day, why don't you get into politics? Why? Because I can't change anything. And in my lifetime, my children's lifetime, still nothing will be changed because there is a conspiracy happening here.
Are you willing to be a part of that change yourself?
I'm not a liberal. I'm certainly not conservative.
I'm not talking about liberalism.
Okay. Then let me carry on. I'm a radical. I need things changed. I want things changed. This liberal approach of chipping away at the big picture, it won't work. I'm a radical. I want to see change. And so as these people are all just getting fat, as far as I'm concerned, from their titles of being political people, I choose to do it in my own way, which is to, I'm speaking, they can hear me as well, I'm just looking at you because you asked a question. I feel I can do more by speaking to groups of people. If you're balanced, you understand what's going on. All I want is for people to be balanced people, to understand the society, our society and the politicians and the rate of change and the motivators and what generates finance and where the money is going, where it's really going. Just to, you know, for people to be transcendentalists rather than sheep. The answer will be jocose. I'll be facetious with my answer. A corner and a bottle of wine. But that's a continuous bottle of wine. See, listen, I'm not going to cause change. I just don't want to have to go and work for the man. Who's the man? The government. I don't want to have to go and work for him. He's running this conspiracy, this mass slavery, and I don't want to actually take part. So I'd rather, if I can make it in this business, if I can make it in this trade, then in a facetious type manner, you'll see me with a bot. I'll be a wino. No, it's not a bad question. In actual fact, I'm sensitive, but then he's not asking a bad question. It's not put in a bad way. How do I deal with the paralysis of Michael Watson? Well, firstly, you must understand that before the fight, what brought my name to the public attention was me saying boxing's a mug's game. For what reason is boxing a mug's game? I wasn't surprised. Well, I was surprised what happened to Michael Watson because I had been saying that this is a brutal, hardcore, dirty business. The objective of the sport or business is to incapacitate your man. Never did I think I would be incapacitating anyone. That's why I was surprised. But everything I had said only just came to pass, you know? So it didn't really affect me. I mean, if anything, you say, son of a bitch, it happened to me and I'm the one against the law of averages. If you're talking about something, a what that something is, and you actually cause people to awaken from the sleep of, I don't know, ignorance, or not actually coming to terms with what is going on. Yeah, it's a kick in the teeth. It's surprising. One minute. Let me just say one more thing. That I wish, if I didn't throw that punch when I got up off the floor.
Can you hear up, Matt?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Sorry, I was so stupid.
I would have been a happier man, but I would have lost. But when I say that, I would have preferred the loss. I would. Crippling or lose? Let me lose. That's where that's at. I'm a human being. I'm considerate. I'm a good man. That's. But then, you know, life is not, it's not a magical time. We can't turn the clocks back, and unfortunately, what is what is. But that's the hard reality of what I do for a living. I don't like doing it, but this is what I have to do to acquire this medium called money. Let me have that question.
Chris.
Yeah.
In your delineation between good and bad, Bob Arum, Don King, how are they for the boxing industry?
You work for the press. You can meet a man in the street, and through the way you meet him, you can say, well, you're a bad man, or you're a good man. Okay. See, the only capacity in which I know these people are in the boxing capacity, and from that point of view, they are a bad man. Now, I've spoken to Don King on many of occasions, and he is a good man. He's a good man, a nice man. When not dealing with the business, as a businessman, he's a mean man. For boxing, they are what has always been. They treat the protagonists as meat. They have no respect for them, and they want to fatten their pockets by them, by using them. As people in boxing, they are mean people. So the press people here were here. They are mean people. I'm not saying they're bad people, because bad is a very strong word. And I don't want to be held responsible for calling them bad men. They are mean businessmen. And I suspect they are good men outside of the business. I don't like landlords. Landlords kick people out of their homes and they evict people. Now, they may be right, but in doing that, see, they may be nice people, but their job makes them bastards, you know? Yep.
Growing up in the country, may well have experienced racism as a young man. Now recently we've seen a growing rise in racist attacks, people like Roland Adams, young black man killed in Thames, people like Kudus Ali attacking Tower Hamlets. How do you think we can stop this growing rise in racism?
Education. Can I move on? Education is the key. There's, I mean, I can elaborate, but I'd rather not. That's how I... It's education. You know, people... How are you, Bon? Look at me. Here I am. That's how I'm in touch. I'm in touch here. I don't have any complex about who I am or where I'm coming from. I'm concentrating on what I consider to be the most important thing in accordance to me living, which is earning money. I don't have a problem with who I am. I know who I am.
You have any links with Africa?
Links. I told you that I'm...
Business links.
No, not business links. My business is prize fighting, of which you already know, obviously.
Chris, yeah. Working class people don't have to justify how they make money.
I beg your pardon?
Working class people don't have to justify how they make money. It's middle of us that have to justify how they make money.
I'm with you for our money.
You see, you want to ask me some more questions, but the questions you want to ask me, you're going to have to ask me in private. Yeah, because, you know,
can I see you in private?
Of course.
Yeah. How do you feel about selling packages in the boxing ring?
If one doesn't have any other medium. Then you must do what you can. Thank you. I beg your pardon?
You preferred they had other ways of making a living?
There is a so-called concept of class. And these classes are the upper class.
Chris, can you use microphone? It's very difficult to hear up here. Thanks.
Okay. With the concept of class, you have classes, okay? Now you have the upper class, the upper middle class, the middle class, and so on and so forth. Now you have a ghetto. Now, opportunity doesn't seem to be there because when the upper class put pressure on the middle to upper class, ultimately ends up at the ghetto. So these youngsters may not have any other choice but to take on this business. How do I feel about it? Well, one has to live, and one has to do so by the best one can.
Chris,
people say to me, no. No. You're supposed to ask me why.
Why?
Because I love them. I love my children. Too painful, too hard. Here I am behaving as a normal man, and in actual fact, I am abnormal. This is good, it's great. Isn't it good that I can do that? The last conversation I had with Mike Tyson, he said to me, I explained that I tried to write to him, but I couldn't write because of what I do, I'm a very deep person, sublime of mind, profound. I can't just jot words down on paper. I could do to any other type of sportsman, but because I understand how hard this business is, it makes me an extension of what I do. It makes me deep. It makes me think. I can't just write here. I forgot the point I was going to make here. 1 minute. The point is that you're asking me to behave in a normal fashion. I'm not normal. Look at what I do for a living. Look at the stress and pressure I take on. Can any man who does what I do
be
money? No, don't believe what the press tell you. The press, they make, if I was, they say I'm worth £8 million. Well, they said that a couple of days ago, today's probably £4 million. Okay, if that were true, You think I'd be setting up a fight in Belfast, the end of May or the beginning of May? I wouldn't. I'm not a fool. I'm not stupid, and I don't like taking on the odds. The odds are that I can become irreparably hurt from doing what I do. I'm not a masochist. I don't like pain. I don't like doing what I do. I don't like initiating it. I don't like taking it. I do it because this is what I know how to do. In fact, let me just tell you something Mike said to me. I said to him, are you going to fight on? And I knew the answer because basically one has to do what one does, okay, to earn money, as we all do need it in these first world countries. But because I've been prompted by lots of people who say to me, is he going to fight again? Because there are all these newspaper rumors, newspapers selling their newspapers again. I said to him, are you going to fight again? He said, well, I'm not a neurological surgeon, he said. One has to do what one does to earn money, to get that freedom, to to go places, to live. You know, I don't know whether people in this room here are working, but okay, there reached a time in my life where I didn't want to take money from my mother. I wanted to give money to my mother. I wanted to look after my mother. I didn't want to ask. Listen, I was in love with this girl some years back. Don't read into love when I say that, because okay, I say it as a common word, but I don't really understand what it means. Okay, I was infatuated with this girl, let me say, and I used to run up phone bills of $3,500. And my mother worked $400 a week. It was horrible. Do you understand? I felt bad. I wanted to provide for myself. Now, when you want to do this, when you want your own privacy, when you want to do your own thing, and not depend on your parents as one shouldn't, when one becomes of age, and one has to go out and find work. Now, I basically, what I did was fight. And I could see that I was determined. I was strong. I could absorb punishment. I could initiate punishment. So this was the thing for me to stay in, and I stayed. I endured. You know? I can say that there have been many a better fighter than me, but they didn't have the determination or the endurance stamina I have. See, it's not about how, it is about how good you are, but you must endure. It says, there's a poem that says, if, you know, the victory doesn't go to the strong, but to the man who endures, to the man who is persistent, to the man who is persistent, is, you understand. Let me have that. Yeah, I can't see because that big light is in my eyes, and okay, let me have that question there. Are you from the press?
No.
I don't mind talking about what people want to actually talk about. That's not a problem. See, what do I think of James Toney? James Toney is the absolute cat's whiskers when it comes to the art of pugilism. He has everything good going for him. He's arrogant. He's inconsiderate, it seems. His attitude and his fighting ability, of what I've seen, is relentless. He is unreasonable. All these things are very good. This is the mark of a man who lifts the eyebrows of people, you know, puts thumbs on seats. This man is a very hard man to beat. This is probably why I am capable of beating him, because I know how good he is. Now, I don't profess to be as good as him, although it can't be proved until we actually do protest with the fists. I couldn't actually tell you how, I'll have to move on to the second part of your question here. I couldn't actually tell you how I would beat him. What I can tell you is, no, okay, let me tell you the reason I can't tell you, is because I wouldn't use a textbook format. You see, the highest form of textbook boxing is not to be compared with one's own style and charisma and natural instinctive knowledge of the art of fighting. So I couldn't actually tell you. The only thing I could tell you is that I would be myself. When I'm myself, I'm a bad man in that ring. Okay, next question. Let me have that question.
You're a good man, but what faults, if any, do you think you have as a person?
I've got plenty of faults, but I understand my faults. I'm a good fighter because I understand my limitations. I'm a good man because I understand my faults. And my faults are not to be, well, okay, not even to say that. My faults are not really bad faults. They're just common faults. Okay, this fellow here, yeah.
Assume all your financial needs are met, you have whatever money that you need.
Yeah.
What would you ideally like to do with that? For example, would you share your thoughts on philosophies on a permanent basis by lecturing at the LSE?
Yes. Not just at the LSE, but wherever I can, yes. That's ultimately what I would like to do.
What is your
That would be my primary job.
Lecture
is a harsh word. Lecture is the wrong word. Just share a frame of mind, to build a rapport and understanding with people. Anybody who wants to listen, not just very educated people, but children. You know, it's very good to tell children, if you pinch your friend, it'll hurt, so don't pinch him. I'm telling you, I mean, it's magic, you know. They're the most simple things will work wonders for children. So it's not just speaking to just educated people, it's speaking to everyone, anyone who has the open mind enough to listen, you know. Yeah, let me have the question.
In your recent fight with Nigel Benn, Nigel was deducted a point for a low blow. If this had not happened, he would have won the fight. Do you not feel that in some way this perhaps tarnishes or devalues your title?
Nothing devalues my title, because I don't hold it in any high esteem. It may devalue it from a spectator's point of view. I'm looking for money, not glory. The Nigel Benn fight. Because I feel you want to just prod a little more on this subject. Even though you've had your time, let's carry on with this. The Nigel Benn fight, okay, 20% say I should have lost, 20% said I should have won, 60% said draw is a good result. I actually don't know. I refuse to watch the fight. I haven't done. There's nothing to be learned. I know what I did wrong. What I did wrong in that fight is that I didn't fight my fight. I fought someone else's fight, which was my trainer's fight.
What's your fight?
What is my fight? Not textbook. I boxed a textbook fight in that fight, and I shouldn't have. But then if I didn't, then I probably would have won the fight. And if I would have won the fight, I would have been in trouble today. Because if I would have won the fight, Don King would have had options on me. I don't want to work with mean people.
Are you saying you drew with Nigel simply to avoid Don King? No one
can be that genius to have premeditated that. I'm a good man, and good luck follows me. That's the way I interpret it. You know, because I'm a good man, the law of nature has put me in a career. Listen, let me tell you, for my ego, the win would have been good. But for business, it would have stunk. The best result I could have in that fight was a draw. Don King made provisions for the loss and for the win. Because it was so far from what could happen, a draw, he didn't make provision for it. It meant that I copped the money and said goodbye, thank you. If you're not atheist, then this can only be seen as God sent.
Chris, when you do the very old metro stance in the ring, do you do it to psych out the opponent, or is it your own personality?
That's me.
Can you give us an example?
Okay. I can't say by definition. This is not by definition. This is, you know, when people say, oh, he was so good, but they don't say he was so good, they say that nigga was bad. I'm a bad Negro. In the ring, you understand what I'm saying? Okay. That, you know, you have these pop stars, they get up on the stage and they give it this. And they can act bad, but when we act naturally bad in accordance with what we're doing, they say, well, why is he acting like that? This is natural. You know, I feel as though, I don't feel, I am. I am a warrior. I am a gladiator. I am a fighter, raw. There is, that's no, it's no gimmick. This wasn't premeditated. I wasn't genius enough. I wasn't clever enough. I wasn't calculated enough to say, well, if I behave this way, people will watch me more than any other fighter in Britain, or in the world for that matter. This is natural. This has just evolved. If you can go back to my first fight, there was facets, or what's the word I'm looking for? I think it's facets, of what you see today. It wasn't as defined, but it was there. I watched the tapes, and it was always evolving, as if it was providence, as if it was meant to be. Not to say that I believe in destiny, but it could always be seen in my attitude. This is real, this is not an act. And I'll tell you why it draws so much real figures, because it is real. I don't try to sell myself. In fact, I try to do the opposite, and in doing the opposite, it does so. Fortunately, let me just add this for my own G. Fortunately, I do happen to be the genuine article. Thank you. My first manager, Adonis Torres, he died in 1987. He said, you always must take the eye of the crowd. Leap over the ropes, because my style always said that I was going to be flamboyant anyway. So he said, jump over the ropes. Take the eye of the crowd. You know, you can be watching a fight, you know. And if you're only watching me, you only see the punches I throw. You're not watching the other guy. That's why you shouldn't be armchair critics. You should leave it to the judges. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, I thought you were waving goodbye. Take care. Look after yourself, boy. Yeah, can I have the question? Can I have the question?
Yeah. Would you regard the introduction of female boxing as a challenge to your territory?
The question, that you see, the question is, okay, listen, I love the female of the species. I hate to see, in fact, it's very ugly for me to see when women are anything but feminine. This is only my point of view. I do happen to be the one I happen to be the person who's being questioned, so I can't help telling you my point of view. I don't like to see women doing anything hard. It's just, you know, I was in the States the other day, and a fellow was had my boots on, and in the States they have a thing about shoe shining, and there was a man and a woman. The man was busy, and the woman said, I can't have you do my shoes. I told her straight, I'll give you his tip, but you're not shining my shoes. A woman shouldn't shine my shoes. If a man is conscious, and a man is a real man as far as I'm concerned, the woman will not be doing, or the man won't allow the woman to do anything which is hard. That's just the old-fashioned instinctive view I have. Now, talking about women fighting, please. This is, I can't, I'm the wrong person to ask. I'm too old-fashioned. Yeah, Christopher is good enough. Let me have the question. Okay. I will suggest in a very polite manner. But I will suggest in a very polite manner, but I will be firm. You know. Okay, well, If I said tell or the press reflected the fact that I said tell, then I was talking basically, I was telling my thoughts very quickly, okay? From a diplomatic point of view, as one must, should always be when speaking to the public, okay? This is the answer. I will suggest politely but firmly, no. This is not for you. You know, I do what I do now for my freedom, and one of the spin-offs is that my children won't have to do what I do. You know? And
would you say it's a class issue then?
Oh, shut up.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming. Bad business.
And sport, okay. You said you won't allow your son to go to become a boxer because you love him. And my question is, don't you love yourself? On the other, also, if you said you're a radical, and you're saying that you said it's a bad business, and by you actually boxing, then that's a great bad business. And that's a good business.
Okay, the first part to your question, you've got to give it to me again very quickly. Give it to me very quickly. Huh? Okay. I do love myself, but I'm a hard man, and I do what I must. There is no other option. Okay, let me... in a very hard and harsh fashion here. Okay. Do you think the working girl, the prostitute, the whore, do you think she likes doing what she does? She doesn't. She has to, for the money. Okay, hold on. She loves herself, she doesn't want to do it, she has no option. You're talking about me? Okay, that was just an example, okay? Reflect on that. Now, here it is again. I have no choice. Here I am, I'm living. I'm not prostituting, I am fighting. Yeah. I don't encourage this business, although I will say to youngsters, if you have no other alternative, then fight if you can. But understand that you're doing the one thing which is the hardest thing to do to make money. Okay. It's here. Okay. They have legalized it. I'm taking advantage of it. Okay. What do you do for... What have you studied? Politics. You've studied politics. Okay. Okay, you studied politics. Even... You will no doubt come up against issues of which you think is wrong. Okay? Now, when you come up against such a subject and it is wrong, if they've legalized it, you can say, well, I won't take part, but you do have the option, without being incarcerated, to take on or go that particular route, or follow that course. You have the option. I have the option. As I can't do anything, I'm a qualified secretary, but I don't have the patience, the tolerance, to actually sit down and take shorthand. You understand what I'm saying? How much is enough? I don't have any right now. How much is enough? Fireproof? If I had the million, £2 million tax-free in the bank, living off the interest, that would be enough. I just told you, nothing. I have assets. How much are my assets worth? Doesn't matter. It's not hardcore. It's not tangible. You understand?
Thank you very much. These films
filmer in the quite famous Jerry Lewis when there's just one part of Peter Lee where they
What are you talking about, Glory or
That was like a few months ago we had five different heavyweight world champions.
This is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. It allows five people to be champion and for there to be a top ten. Listen, understand, you're speaking to a man who has no time for glory. I understand finance. I can't take, why am I here? Why, you think I'm being paid for this? Do you think I'm being, you think I'm being paid? You couldn't pay me enough. And, okay, I'll take that back. I'll take that back. Why am I here? Because this is what, why am I here? This is what I do. Let me pay you. For me, that's where it's at. Let me pay you for me being here.
Can you keep the heckling to some kind of minimum, please?
Cheers. I mean, if one wants to heckle, then heckle and at least have a point. There is no point to it. Let me just make that clear. I must emphasize, and I can't emphasize strong enough. Let me pay you for your time. That's where it's at. This is what I want to do. What I want to do? I wouldn't say educate, because you may take that as an insult in one way or another. I want to reflect ideas. I want you to achieve. I want you to aspire to what you want to be. As I've mastered this one trade, it makes me an authority on all trades. It makes me an authority on law, on sex, on carpentry, on engineering. It makes me an authority on all trades. Why? Because it takes the same ingredients. Concentration, cleanliness. Do you understand? It takes concentration, it takes strength, it takes endurance. I may not know the first thing about law, but I would know how to achieve it. You've got to stick your head in the book for 5 years. And remember, study, revise. It takes the same thing. The basic ingredients to success is all the same. Can you hear me up there?
Yeah.
Can I put this mic down?
No.
It's becoming rather heavy. Okay. Let me have the question, yeah.
Sorry, the guy up there, he has...
Yeah.
You talk about sharing your philosophy.
Yeah.
What makes your philosophy different from the philosophy of the guy
on the I beg your pardon?
What makes your philosophy...
Okay. Why should you listen to mine? Why should you listen to mine and not somebody else's?
No, why do you want to share it?
Why do I want to share it? Why do I think other people need to listen to it? Okay. You don't have to listen. You are free to leave at will. That's one. Two, okay, you've asked me to come. This is who I'm giving you my build-up. I'm only trying to help here. Why should we listen to your philosophy? You don't. I want you to decipher. The good, what you hear, take it and use it. Everything that's bad and wrong, if you can find any, throw it away. I'm not dictating. What makes me different?
Every person has ideas about life.
Yeah.
So what makes yours different?
What makes mine different? Well, I mean, there's two ways, there's right and wrong. I believe it's right, but it's for you, the listeners here, to make judgment. You have to make judgment in accordance to what I'm saying. You have to say, well, was that right or was it wrong? If it's wrong, throw it away. Listen, you can tell me to leave. You know, I don't have to be here. I want to be here. You know? Or you can leave. You can say that this man is talking absolute nonsense. I'm not. This is what people are saying. If I was speaking nonsense, people have left already. It's for you to work out whether my philosophy is correct or whether it's incorrect. There may be wrong parts, there may be right parts. Take from it. I want you to listen. Why? Okay. I've mastered one trade. I've mastered a trade. And in mastering that trade, you are going to do the same thing. Or you're not. But basically, I'm going to tell you how you are or why you don't. That's it, basically. It's nothing special. I mean, for me, it's just common knowledge. It's not common knowledge, it's common sense, so... Wait there, hold on. Does that answer your question? Or is there something else?
No, I just went to find out if you could give me your thoughts. You could reflect and think about your thoughts.
Yeah, I've reflected deeply. It's what I do. I don't work. I have about 8 hours in a day to kill and do nothing. I train 3 hours a day. I think. I ponder. This is what I do.
Chris, you said you're a bad man and you want to see a lot of things change, but people want to see it.
Okay. I wouldn't go into politics. I wouldn't go into politics because there isn't change fast enough. What would I want to see happen? It's too long. Just for the bad to be wiped out, and for people to do good, and for good to people to see good. I beg your pardon? Yes, it is stating the obvious. But you know what? Everything everyone has ever told you, you knew. It's just that you forgot. That's the way I see things. If I say to you, okay, I'm gonna come back to this because I can't get it tomorrow. Okay, let me just sit on this. If I say to you, okay, the Bible once said, I was reading the scripture, and it said, wine is a mockery, and strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. That's the first time I'd read it when I read it. I knew that. It's common sense. Just that someone's telling you, it's reminding you. Do you understand? You say I'm stating the obvious. The obvious needs to be stated. Do you agree? A lot of people listen, do you smoke? Occasionally you smoke. You know that you shouldn't, right? But you do. I've stated the other. You shouldn't. Well, I know that. Same principle. You shouldn't drink alcohol. But a lot of people do. You shouldn't. I'm stating the obvious. People need to hear the obvious. This is a natural law of life. Do you agree? It doesn't make a lot of difference. What am I teaching? What am I teaching? I'm not teaching. What am I teaching? I can't even want to get things. Hold on. I'll stay with you here. What am I teaching? I'm stating, let's say I'm stating the obvious. Because it is obvious. But a lot of people don't know the obvious. A lot of people think it's the way to go out there and maybe rape or force a woman to have sex. I'm stating the obvious. No, you must seduce. Hold on. Yeah, No, he's not going to leave. It's obvious that I shouldn't have to state this, isn't it? You don't force a woman, you ask and seduce and sell yourself to the woman. I needn't say it, right? But people just need to be reminded, or people don't need to be reminded, it's a fact of which can be stated without people saying, I've got better things to do. Do you understand? If you steal, well, you know we shouldn't steal, right? And if you do, you go to jail, but people do, right? You're stating the obvious. So I say, don't steal. Get it the right way. Don't step on anybody's toes to get what you want. Yes, it's obvious, but it needs to be stated, especially to children or to people who are not of reasonable mind and don't think before they act. Now, I'm not going to ask you whether you agree this time. I'm going to say, that's full stop. Okay? You have no right to disagree or even to query. That's it. Yeah?
Do you enjoy boxing? Would you reach the mastery of the sport if you had had some sort of passion for the sport?
It's a love-hate relationship. Can I just say that? Just write me a letter. The fellow is saying I should wrap it up.
Is there anybody else got any? Can you sit your hands in?
Let me have that question. Let me have that question.
Keep your hands up, please. Let me see you back and see.
Yeah, I think these folks here are being totally unfair. When lawyers and accountants come in, they don't have to come up and ask, you're a boss, you shouldn't be asking. So I have a boss question. Mike Tyson is going to be back to face in a couple of years.
my opinion?
My case, not my sense.
I agree. But let me just carry on to say, yes, I am by trade, I'm a pugilist. I prefer, don't take this the wrong way, but I prefer not to actually talk about it because I have so much more to offer. Yeah. I beg your pardon? Which one do I? Futurist.
Why don't you like boxer?
Futurist, if you look up in the dictionary, the definition is prize fighter. Boxer? A boxer can be someone who's used, as usually is the case, a boxer. Yeah, he fights, but what is he fighting for? Is he just boxing? I'm a pugilist. I'm a prize fighter. I'm doing it for money. It sums up what I'm about. Prize fighter. I beg your pardon? Why do I? It's the commonly used term. Yeah. I'm not common. You didn't take that the wrong way, did you? Yeah. It's easier to say boxer than pugilist. But I choose to say pugilist because I am not common. I don't want to be common.
Chris, who
did
you come up with the greatest
of all time? Okay. He said I can take three more questions. So it's you, then him, and then this fellow here. And let me have this fellow here because he looks like a little puppy up there.
He's
been waiting for a long time, I think. What was the question? Where am I?
The greatest fighter of all time.
Oh, the greatest fighter of all time. Yeah. Well, you can't mix. Right. One shouldn't, to be fair to the fighters of their era, one should not mix eras. So you can't say, on this era, it's, I would say, my type of the era of, you had the Ali era. Muhammad Ali, or Sugar Ray Robinson. You can say, who is the greatest of all time? It's not fair to ask such a question. And it wouldn't be fair for me to answer such a question. I have a bit more respect, naturally, because I'm in the sport, than a spectator.
Right,
so
right there in the back panel.
Yeah, because this evening you said on a number of occasions that boxing is a mindset, it's a barbaric sport, but it's also a dangerous sport as well. Yet, what is the message that you give to the kids, especially from my side, from the other side, from your way, from your kids' school meetings and that? What is the message that you put to them? Is it one day you come out of the sport? You cannot deny the fact that you have made a lot of money from this game.
No, I've had a lot of money.
Even though you say it has a hard fact to avoid it, you have a lavish lifestyle.
Well, you see, okay, everything has to be kept in its respective compartment. You see, now, the message, you see, but it's, there's a big message here, okay? Boxing is not, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous thing to do. You can get irreparably hurt. You do over the years get disfigured from this, okay? I say, don't be the nucleus. Don't be used as, when I say it's a mug's game, there are too many parasites, parasiting off the fighters. They don't get their just rewards. And on a large scale, I say that we shouldn't look for glory. It's not about glory, it is about money. What's the problem you have with what I say? Just specify it for me.
It's not generally a problem, it's just that you mention so many times that it's just the money that interests you.
Yeah.
If you're worried about money, but if you're portraying an image, which is wrong in a sense that this is a game which is coming with a lot of hard cost money, if you're not worried about anything on the danger side of it.
I do. I put emphasis on the money side of it, how one needs it, and the danger side of it. I do put emphasis. What you hear in the press, yeah? The press only report on the things that fella. You see, I may talk about money, but at the same time, I do talk about principles and values. But only that won't be written, because it's not bad news. They print bad news, not good news, it seems, especially with myself. Okay, is that okay for you? You've got a valid point, but I need more time to speak to you, because the question you're asking is
sure.
It needs to be answered, and it'll take time for me to answer that question to you.
Okay.
Like you wanted. Let me have this fellow here.
Can we?
What? Just one more question here.
Just take. This is the very last question, then, please. Okay.
Okay.
Of course, yeah.
After listening to you all this time, I still find you very enigmatic. You think there is something resolved. On the one hand, we have the Chris Eubank, the cynic. Chris Eubank tells us the boxes and the mugs, which kind of implies that we, the spectators and mugs, who are watching it, have to come out of it. On the other hand, you know, it's very cynical, the idea, you know, the mug. On the other hand, we have Chris Eubank, the man, the good man. Man who's going to go to Mossad, etc., and bring all the people in, who's giving messages out to the kids and so forth. Yet the man who says, at the end of it all, I just want to sit in the corner and drink my wine. And I'm sure, really, you don't want to sit in the corner. You want to give something back. So I'm just wondering, which is the real Chris Eubank?
Listen, when you asked me, I said to her directly that I would ask the question in a Zakuri fashion. I would want to cop out. But I'm not a cop out man, so I'll never do that natural fact. It's just humorous for someone like myself to be seen in the corner drinking wine and being drunk, probably. But it's facetiously. My objective is to enlighten people. And then to see them do good, and for them to produce and thrive. I think it's pretty clear cut. I don't think there's any dilemma in what I say. I think it's pretty clear cut. And you don't agree, or
no? No, it's you're saying two things. Are we
mugs? Boxing the mugs guy, are we mugs? No, I mean, it's nothing to do with you. You're the spectator. Right? Spectators have a bloodlust. Spectators do, from the dawn of time, have a lust for the confrontation. No, you're not. It's the pugilist to himself. I say, wake up. Don't let these people use you. Don't let them abuse you. Don't let them lie to you. Find out what you're worth. Find out what you can demand. The fighters, the people who go into them risk their lives, ultimately, put their standards of living on the line and put their pride on the line. If they're not taking full control, then
yes, what
do
you suggest?
Okay, that's it. To take on such the risk involved, the risk, what we're putting on the line here is a heavy, it's heavy. When I get into the ring and I fight, the cameras, you know, how many times have many of you said in this room, he's got to lose this time? How many times have you said in this room here? Plenty of times. He can't keep on going, he deserves it, he's too arrogant. When I first came onto the scene, he'll come off like in no time, he's a pit artist. I'm not, I am a genuine article, that is why I'm still here. You know what it takes to get in there? Do you know what the people are saying? Are you really what you say you are? When I was when I got beaten to a pulp by Michael Watson in the second fight, when I got knocked down, my build-up, what I get up in the morning, where my mind lives, is the people saying, are you the man you say you are? Are you going to get up and take a beating like a man, or are you going to stay down like the boy I think you are? You understand what's going on inside my head here? The people looking at me, the critics, the armchair critics, the newspaper critics, they're looking at me and saying, are you for real? I know you're not for real. Are you going to take your beating like a man?
or you're going to be the boy I know you are. And they still know I'm a boy. They still think I'm a boy. I'm not, so I have a given article. The risk of what we put on the line makes it a mug game. Too much risk. Too much pressure. I went to Germany the other day and saw the Germans. Okay, the English people here feel passionate about the World War, about the 1966 World Cup. Never mind the war. What about the war in the 1400s with Germany and Britain? You understand? The English people feel passionate about this. Okay? Now, here I am going to Germany, representing England against a fighter who's 6'1", who's southpaw, he's got defeated in 35 fights, and I'm fighting in his hometown. I'm thinking to myself, I can't let these people down now. You know what pressure that is. Never mind my terms of living. Never mind me being in public. I sit down to get my hair cut in the barber shop. You understand that, you know, kids, people, see my head? They look like I'm in a fishbowl. It's like you're looking at me now. You understand? It is on the line. It's a do or die situation here. My pride is on the line here. For all these risks which I take on, okay, let's say I do get paid correctly or adequately. At one time I didn't, and 99.9% of fighters are not paid what they're worth, they are used. Is it a month's game? Yes. A month's game. Unless you have the strength. The resolve to understand who you are, what you are, what you are worth, you need to understand the information concerning yourself. You know, how good are you? Can I ask for that and not be looked at as if I'm a fool? You know you are. There's a lot of things in play here.
Okay, I think. Okay, lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you all very much for coming and for being so patient, and thank you to Chris Eubank as well. Cheers, then.